All right, Alex Martin, New Jersey.
He goes, that Lapras.
Alex Martin, will you help me clean the floors at Pro Circuit? Because it's looking that way.
You made this bet without my consent.
Is Marty pulling out?
He has 134 points.
To save himself?
135.
I think he will.
135. Oh, yeah,
I
mean, he has to.
I would do it. Why
wouldn't I think Marty rides this thing out. I think he's fine. I think he's retiring.
I think he's retiring. He could have got third tonight.
This was his 100th light start.
Hey, if that's the case, we're still on, baby.
Well, I'll be very happy with that if that is the case and that really happens.
Well, I mean, regardless, I sucked.
It wasn't good. You got the whole shot.
Yeah, I know.
You were leading.
I know.
What's been going on here the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit right now. I don't know, like, definitely don't feel like the same guy I was like the first 3-4 rounds or whatever, intensity, fire, whatever, but you know, trying my best, trying to get it back. You know, at the same time, Hangtown's right around the corner, so we're excited for that. But you know, we got to keep this bet going here. That's the big thing.
We had Marty covered in speed a lot early on in the year. Yeah,
half of the race. Yeah, I know.
What's happened?
I know.
I mean, you got the whole shot, so it ain't the bike.
Yeah, whole shot was good. Obviously, I messed up in that corner a little bit. That was kind of like a little dorky. Somebody actually tagged me. That's the first thing I got back to the rig, and someone tagged me on Instagram, and I watched it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But the second time, though, actually, I landed coming in that right-hander, that little double there with me and Cooper, and I landed on a rock, and the front end slid out. So, yeah, I mean, it was a tough track tonight. So,
I've talked to a bunch of guys already, and, yeah, the track was tough for everybody. Nobody seemed to really enjoy it or have a good time on it.
No, the dirt was garbage, for sure. Yeah.
Because it covered. It was covered and it rained, they covered it, and I guess it dried out. Is that kind of what I'm getting at?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I expected the track to be like shit all day, and it was in practice, but like, I expected it to come around for the night show, and it was, but like, I mean, you can only polish a turd so much, and it's still a turd, and the dirt just wasn't that great here. You know, and that's the thing, like, the first, you think about Minneapolis, Atlanta, Dallas, Detroit, like, we actually were blessed with really good dirt, like, tacky good dirt, so like, Nashville and here have been the only two races East Coast where we've had like kind of crappy, like, marbly dirt so far, but it's definitely not like enjoyable for a racer. But you know, I guess you have to race in all the conditions that they provide us.
Before the whoops broke down, when they were bigger, I thought you were going pretty good through.
Yeah,
I feel good.
Yeah. I felt actually like the first few practices felt really strong, really good in them, and like honestly, the cup just got me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, like I was watching the 450 main and the CE Eli go down twice in them. I'm like, dude, you have the best guys in the world, and they're struggling in the whoops. That just shows you it was pretty tricky tonight for sure.
Bowers just told me how tough they were and how he sucked in them, and he loves whoops.
Yeah, yeah, no, and like I was honestly trying to skip them, but you just couldn't because the cup was so gnarly in them. So, yeah, honestly, it's disappointing, and the whole shot was right there. So. I think
I got to clean the floors.
Yeah, there's still one more race.
I guess. I don't want to tell you this, but Phil has been texting with me about your troll experience last night.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what to think.
Oh, I don't really care what he thinks.
He doesn't know. He's confused. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, you know, that's great. I mean, I don't really care what Phil thinks. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we had a lot of fun with the kids that were there. And, you know, it's cool to see, like, these 8- and 10-year-old kids. Like, they honestly had a blast, and it was exciting. And I think, honestly, the whole thing turned out great.
Well, I think he's confused a little bit because he gave you that name, and you hated that name forever.
Oh, I did. But the whole thing is, the reason why I hated it, because I thought it was derogatory. And, like, he would call me troll, like, demeaning me.
Yes,
you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're a pile.
Right.
You know, and honestly, I'm thinking, like, you know, the big, ugly, nasty-looking troll.
Yeah.
But then I realized and I saw the trolls, like, the cute little trolls. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, it's actually maybe, like, a compliment. So that's when things changed, for sure.
And Sean Brennan from Feld, I talked to him about it. He said you were all in. You were buying it. You were great, happy to be there. He was stoked that you were fully embracing it. I mean, like you said, it's cool to do it.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to do that and have everyone around it, like, you got to embrace the experience fully. So it was fun, and like I said, the kids enjoyed it and stuff. So I think it's good to kind of maybe have a little cross-marketing between the two.
Please don't make me clean the shop at Pro Circuit.
I promise.
You can win this shootout. You can pull Andrew Short, come out of nowhere on a Suzuki, and win the shootout. It's 13.
13? Okay.
No, that's behind Dan.
So mathematically, you could still get there if Marty doesn't race.
If Marty, should we even talk about that? I don't know, on here.
He's racing. He's going to race.
I
think he retires, and this is it. He's done, yeah.
450 ride, so.
I don't think Marty pulls a shoot. I think he's good. All right. Thanks, Amart.
Thank you, Steve.